I loved cartoons as a child, and my favorites include Underdog, Superman, and Johnny Quest. But my all-time favorite cartoon? Oh, yeah. Looney Tunes, The Roadrunner. Wally the Coyote could never catch the elusive signature bird of the American Southwest. Roadrunners can reach running speeds of up to 18 miles per hour. To reach their top speeds, roadrunners hold their head and tail flat parallel to the ground. A couple of months ago, the Chattanooga Zoo acquired two roadrunners, a brother and sister from Fort Worth Zoo. The male is named Acme, and this is his call. The female roadrunner is named Meeks, and this is what she sounds like. Stacy Labrady is the curator of the Deserts and Forests exhibit at the Chattanooga Zoo.
We call it the Desert Biome. It's actually a very large, long exhibit, and it has a lot of rock work in it, ledges and rocks jutting out of it, and the roadrunners actually use the rocks to like leap around and run around the exhibit in, so it's actually a pretty decent exhibit for them to use to get mobile and for people to see how they move.
And you have another animal inside the exhibit with them.
Yes, we have a rock hyrax, and they're an animal that's actually from Africa. It's an unusual animal. Their closest living relative is actually an elephant. They both have tusks. Obviously, their tusks are not as prominent as ones you would see on an elephant, but their morphology and their like bone structure and things like that are very similar to elephants, and so that's their closest related relative. He's not a very aggressive animal. The birds move fast, so we thought that, you know, there wouldn't be anything major that would happen between them, and we were right. They're fine together.
In the desert Southwest, roadrunners can be found from southern Missouri through Arizona, western Louisiana through Mexico. Roadrunners eat many venomous prey, including scorpions, spiders, rattlesnakes, lizards, and centipedes.
We feed them rodents, like mice. We can feed them chicks, and they also get kind of like a ground beef mixture, just raw meat. That's their main diet.
But out in the desert, of course, they eat scorpions and snakes.
Yes.
And centipedes, but nothing like that here.
No. In the wild, they're opportunistic feeders, so they're going to feed or try to catch whatever they can get their hands on. Here where, you know, the food is given to them, they don't have to be so opportunistic. Things like scorpions and snakes, there's not a way to get that as a food source for zoos, so we don't tend to feed them things like that. They were born in captivity. They don't know what they're missing.
For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mark Colbert.
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.